You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I mean, how do you not have a great day? The drums can't. I mean, you're just ready for the weekend. And we're ready because look at these phone lines.
Completely full.
We are loaded up with people who want to hang out with their boys in the morning. People who have never called. But Leslie, you've never called us before.
No, I'm new to Colorado.
Okay, Now tell us where you're from.
So I moved in from Texas, from San Antonio.
Oh, the Alamo City.
Well, howdy.
Very good. I've got a lot of family down in San Antonio. So before the pandemic broke out, I would go to San Antonio about once a year to see some family who lives down there. And it's a fun town to go visit, but I can also see why. Yeah. You were called to Colorado.
What brought you to Colorado?
My husband, he got a job with Raytheon, so we had the choice to either for Dallas location or Colorado, and he's like, I will let you choose. And I chose Colorado.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah. And welcome to this great state. You like it here so far, right? Say yes.
I love it. I love it. Like, I'm driving to work, and I can see the mountains, and I'm, like, in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually not this smoky. Like, if you were here through the summer, right. It's usually not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you can see the mountains today.
When did you actually move here?
We moved in mid-September.
Okay, so you haven't had the winter yet.
Nightmare.
Are you concerned about that at all?
Well, I was here when the first snow, like a week or so ago, happened, and me and my son were ecstatic. It was like the people were looking at us like, are they tourists or what? Because we were like, oh my God, snow!
Walking around in full snowsuits, carrying sleds everywhere.
Oh, yeah, you'll have some fun.
Yeah, you'll get over it.
Like layers and everything.
Yeah.
And they're looking, everybody's like in shorts, and I'm like, my. Yep.
Making snow angels.
That's funny. Well, you might actually have your first white Christmas then, so that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That's our dream. My son loves snow. Like, when we told him it was going to snow, like, we stayed up because it said at 2 a.m. it was going to snow. Then it got moved to 5. So we stayed up, and we were falling asleep. He's like, let's just go to sleep. So we went to sleep. My husband wakes up and says, guys, it's snowing. Like, we jump up. We're like, oh, my God. My husband's like, okay, you guys get an hour in the snow. He's from Florida. he's like, his whole family's from Pennsylvania, so he's seen snow before. But we're from Texas. We're born and raised.
Yeah.
We've gotten mainly a snowfall, like, 3 times, but it's not even considered snow.
Right. It's just a dusting where we get dumped on. That's really funny to think about that, when people get so excited that they've never seen snow before. And we're like, oh, no, we got to drive in it.
You know, we've talked before about how looking at the mountains to us is just an everyday thing. And I wrote an article one time that described it as like wallpaper, because you're just so used to it. And it's so refreshing to hear someone come here and say, oh, my God, the mountains are beautiful. Oh, my God, I love the snow. It kind of charges us up. So thank you very much for the call, Leslie.
No, of course. Like, it made my day. I was like, when they asked me, what do you want to talk about? I was like, I'm not sure.
Delightful. We've got to run, but I hope you have a great weekend. And thank you for choosing Mix 100 when you moved here, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
You too. Isn't that wonderful?
What a nice lady.
That was a nice little injection and a nice little reminder for the rest of us who are either, you know, natives or have lived here 30-something years, that we get
to enjoy the mountains. It's not just west. It's not just for directions here. They're beautiful.
That's funny. Here's Nick. Hello, Nick. Thanks for holding. I'm glad you called, buddy.
Good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Fine, sir.
So good.
It's a good Friday.
How long you been listening to this show?
For about 2 years now. And was listening to one of your competitors forever and ever, and I'm a native, and switched to you guys because I was going through a divorce. And what was crazy is I'm going through a divorce with a woman named Gretchen, and come to find out, Dom has been married or got married to a Dom or to a Gretchen.
To Gretchen, yeah.
To a Gretchen.
So you're like, boom, relatable right off the bat, right?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get away from it, and
Gretchen's everywhere.
More and more. right? It's not like it's a common name. But then what made me want to stay longer was this last Monday, the 26th, was my birthday. And then listening to you guys, you said it was Gretchen's birthday. And I was just like,
what?
You know, this is too much of a coincidence of me listening to these guys and having all this name coincidence and stuff. So
you decided to stick around.
It
huh?
was meant to be, Nick. Right? That's what you're saying. You were meant to
exactly.
listen to this show. So,
yeah, exactly.
So why are you getting divorced?
Shut up.
You know, just one of those things.
I'm joking. You don't have to spill your dirty laundry, dude.
That's funny.
Well,
you know.
I hope it works out for you, man.
What do you do for a living, Nick?
I'm an electrician.
All right.
Oh, okay,
on.
Good.
Are
good,
you
good.
One of those electricians that does not kill the power and then goes down there and installs things, puts outlets in and everything?
Let's just say I've been doing it for quite a long time.
So you are. That freaks me out.
I can't. I don't understand you guys.
I can't either. How many times have you been zapped?
Not too many. 20 times in 25 years.
That's it.
You know, just only 20 times.
I've only been electrocuted 20 times.
So you're saying
everybody.
You can live through it. Well, that's good news, at least. But yeah, like I had a guy come out to the house and he put a radon system in and he wired everything up without shutting the electricity off. And I was watching him just kind of like standing back going, oh, mm-hmm. this is going to be bad.
Yeah. I've watched guys come to my house who put in an outlet and the same thing. They're like, yeah, I don't need to kill the power. And I'm like, are you kidding
really?
Me? Huh. Nick, we've got to run. I hope you have a great weekend and all the best to you. And I'll give your love to my Gretchen. How's that?
And thanks
that
for flipping over.
All right, buddy.
See you,
have
buddy.
A great weekend, man. Thank you for being on the show.
That's funny.
He's been zapped 20 times.
20 times.
So you know what that means? It means he's actually listening to our show without a radio. He's just listening through the fillings in his teeth.
Yeah,
right
his
now.
Ears are the knobs.
Chelsea, good morning. Thank you for holding, and thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're having
great.
The greatest day. How long have you been listening to this silly show?
I think for about a couple years now. I was thinking about it, and I just kind of always tune in on my way to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we appreciate it.
Yeah, what is that work?
I'm a periodontal oral surgery assistant.
Oh, wait a minute, what?
Wait a minute. I'm going to need all of that again.
Oh, what the who?
Periodontal.
You work with what?
A periodontal oral surgery assistant.
So you work with teeth?
I work with everything
stuff.
Underneath. Mm. Oh, sorry. Is this better?
No, we can hear you.
Oh, yeah. No, I work with everything underneath the gums. So basically,
everyone's toes are curling
stuff.
Right now.
I know. Oh,
knuckles deep in blood.
Oh, no!
It does take a certain type of personality to
not
be grossed out by that. In fact, you're probably one of those people who's kind of turned on by it, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things where you've done it enough times or you see it enough times, it's just like, I got to go to work again and do this? Like, does it even faze you anymore?
It's exciting every single time.
Is it?
Like, everything about it is enjoyable. And I think the weirdest thing is the smells are so unique. And it's just like an assault on your system.
On your all
your
senses.
On your senses.
The smell of burning gums really fires me up in the morning.
God. Oh God. It's usually the bone that really gets me. I'm like, woo.
Oh my God. Okay, so I've got a friend of mine who has what it was. It's not a crown, but they had to put in something where the tooth comes out and then they drill down into the bone.
Like a stud,
and
I guess?
And they put like a stud kind of thing in there.
Yep.
Right. And they're screwing it into the bone or something like that.
And that gets you rocking, huh?
Chelsea's
That's
like, give me
bread
more
and butter.
Of that. Oh my God. We just lost like 20% of our listeners. They just flipped to another station.
Everyone with teeth fetishes are tuning in, though.
Ooh,
tell me more.
Yeah. Oh, the really exciting ones are when people come in with super crazy infections, and when we do a scan, you can just see the infection going up into their sinus cavity, and you get to go in there and like scoop it out and suction it out. It's really cool.
Now, let me ask you something.
That does sound
do
cool.
you think it's possible, with the way you are sounding so giddy right now, is it possible that your personality is partly sadistic?
I mean, this is a morning show, but yes.
Yes.
So tell us about your love life.
No.
It definitely takes a certain kind of person.
Yes, I think there's a sadistic streak in you, and I'm going to tell you,
ooze.
It's probably necessary. So I thank you for being a sadist. Okay.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And I've never used that sentence on anybody before, so you're my first.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Oh boy, you're the best. Hey, I don't like it that you are this delightful and you've never called us. Will you please start calling us more often?
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I'm a little shy about like doing stuff like this, but this morning I was like,
you pulled it off perfectly. You're a rock star.
Yeah.
You came in hot with a really good story, so
you're really this is why we do this segment, for things like this.
This is what we live for.
I have some good stories, yes.
I'm tempted to put you on hold.
I know, I want more.
And have you give Josh, our producer, your phone number. We won't abuse it. But if we ever had a question on the air about something dental related, you might be our correspondent.
Puss expert.
Yes. Yes. Oh, help. I like that. Yes. Sedition expert.
Yes.
Good.
You're funny.
Yeah. No, that would be totally fine. I'm good with that. Well,
then I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for calling. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
My God, this is fantastic.
I want to brush
Tell Josh we need her phone number so we can. She'll be our dental surgery expert.
I want to floss right now.
Here's Shayna. Good morning, Shayna. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't know how you follow up.
How are your teeth?
Drilling into jaw bones, but
what do you do for a living?
I'm a scuba instructor, actually.
Scuba Steve.
I'll be darned. Where you do? It's like you kind of do it in pools, and then where else?
Yeah. I'm actually driving to work right now, and we're taking a group of students to the Homestead Crater in Utah.
Dang.
Which is a hot spring, and we're going to go get some people certified to dive underwater.
Very cool. How cool is that? Have you ever done some of that underwater cave diving stuff?
No, I haven't. That takes kind of a special certification, but it is on the bucket list.
Yeah, I have my ex-wife was big into scuba, and she would go down to Mexico, and they would do cave dives or whatever.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and somebody she was with like took pictures of it, and somebody with the underwater cameras, and it was blowing my mind. Because in a way, you know, scuba, if you are claustrophobic, it might cause a problem for some people. But then to add on to that, going into underwater caves?
I couldn't do that. Yeah. I'd freak out too much. I'd fly through that oxygen tank.
Are you certified?
Am I what?
Are you guys scuba certified?
No.
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 I'll tell you, I would love to.
I'm afraid of the bends. Have you ever had the bends?
I haven't, no. We teach the right way so people don't go through that.
Yeah,
I found out the hard way doing snuba, not scuba, but snuba. I found out the hard way that my ears don't equalize.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And
so, I'm terrified of giant fish, so I don't like big fish. They freak me out.
Listen to the two weenies in the morning here. My ears don't equalize.
Like if I was down there in small spaces with giant fish, no thank you.
We would be the weenie patrol in scuba, apparently. Oh, God. How long have you listened to this show, Shayna?
For just a couple years now, but I'm not going to lie. Typically, I've got my Spotify playlist going.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few video kill the radio star, but...
But you need your voice every once in a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I thought it would be more fun to chat with you guys.
It is more fun.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called. You have a great, safe trip to Utah, and thanks for being on the show, Shayna, all right?
I certainly will. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Thank you. God, we have the greatest listeners of all time. We have time for one more. She's been holding for about 3 hours. Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks. It's nice to hear your voices.
What's up with you?
Well, I used to live in Denver. It's been a few years, but we've since moved to Atlanta. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I stream your show all the time. And I really, really miss Denver, and I miss your show, and I just wanted to let you know that I so enjoy it.
Oh, well, so you don't have to miss us anymore. You're streaming us, and we appreciate that. What took you to Georgia?
Well, my husband's job, career. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been down here about 7 years, and we were in Denver for close to three, I think, and I just love Denver so much, I would move back there in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Well, but yeah, Georgia's nice, don't you think?
You're in the news a lot lately. Everyone's talking about Georgia.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, usually they talk about Georgia for the wrong reasons, so, it's not my favorite place to live, so,
Well, maybe one day you'll click your heels together and you'll come back to Colorado.
Yeah, you'll get the mountains back someday, Liz, all right?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Hey, are you...
I just loved it there.
Are you listening on our app, the Mix 100 app?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, if people are not familiar, you can listen wherever you're at. Just download the Mix 100 Denver app onto your phone or your tablet or whatever, and you can stream us.
Yeah, don't forget the
state.
Word to add Denver.
You got to add Denver.
I think there's some copycat Mix 100s around the country, but Mix 100 Denver.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to do like Liz. You can listen. You could go to Europe and listen to us. I mean, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. So, well, you are delightful. Thank you for listening in the Eastern time zone. We appreciate that so much, Liz.
Yeah, well, I'll be back in your city as soon as I can.
All right, we'll be waiting.
You be safe. Thank you. Have a fun weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Wow. This has been one of my all-time favorite segments of
Me
Long Time
too.
First Time.
Good people today. Good calls. Thank you.
I could have kept that going for another hour.
I want to talk to the teeth lady for another hour.
God, they were all wonderful.